Chapter 83. Though there are times when it may seem like God is silent, He is never absent. In the first few months of my third pregnancy, the doctor told me I should wait at rest to see if the baby would survive. I spent long months of silent waiting. Have you ever applied for a job and it's been several days without an answer? Have you had a biopsy and you are waiting for the results? Have you submitted your visa application and received no reply? The time seems to stretch when there is silence, and the minutes and days become endless. No wonder the psalmist says, "O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear. Do not stand aloof, O God." Charles H. Spurgeon associates this psalm with 2 Chronicles, 20:14-17. The author in the psalm asks God to break the silence and to intervene. But in the passage of 2 Chronicles, he asks the people to remain still. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. God may be silent, but He'll always be there by your side. We will not be able to hear His voice audibly, but His word will bear witness of Him. And don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. Open it and read it. God will.